Live from Bella Notte Restaurante in beautiful downtown. News Talk 970 WKHM, in conjunction with the Jackson Chamber of Commerce, are proud to bring you Good Morning Greater Jackson. And now, here's your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Good to have you with us, breakfast with the Chamber here, our October edition. We'll feature United Way, Experience Jackson. Chris Cook, nice haircut, buddy. Bart Bennett, Dr. Kristen Reagan, and Lisa McCulley coming up. And we'll hear from the Chamber as well. Ken Toll here from, where are you from, Ken? United Way.
You got it.
Of Jackson County. So you're out collecting money.
We are out leading the community campaign to raise resources to improve our community.
Oh, yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. 2018. Let's go.
That's pretty fancy. So how's things going?
Well, you know, it's been tough. United Way is an interesting organization. We're the only organization that does what we do. We gather every tool, every dollar, every resource, and every partner to solve the most pressing needs in our community. And that is financial stability. We know that about 4 out of 10 households in Jackson County are financially unstable, and that leads to a lot of bad outcomes for all of us. If we can change that number a little, it'll be really, really good for Jackson County. So what we're doing right now is leading shared efforts to equip people to learn more, to overcome barriers to work, to count on a safety net if they do fall into crisis, and ultimately to build pathways to financial stability and success.
Your mission kind of changed a couple of years ago. You've made headway.
Yeah, we've been working on education, health, and financial stability, and we realized financial stability was a real root cause. We did some great things, you know, in health. I got to brag about this. 12 years ago, you and I talked about something called the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Project. People said teen pregnancy is a tough problem. It's really hard for any organization to solve. We took it on with the health department. We built the Teen Pregnancy Prevention Collaborative, and a dozen years later, our rates are down about 45% in Jackson County. Tremendous difference. It's making a whole lot of lives better. And so we looked at that and said, can we do the same thing with poverty? Can we really tackle that? And we're trying.
So, Beth, are you going to talk about some of the programs?
I actually am going to talk about Power the Purse today.
Okay.
Greg. But one of the things we have coming up is our 9th annual Power the Purse. Any of you ladies, well, gentlemen, too, who've heard about our wonderful fundraiser, Power the Purse, once a year we get together. This year, it's the 9th annual. The theme is Breakfast at Tiffany's, and it's Friday, November 2nd at the Country Club of Jackson. And if you're looking for a wonderful evening of glamour, heavy hors d'oeuvres, and beautiful purses, grab your girlfriends. We have a few tickets left and actually one or two corporate tables, so we're looking for sponsors, and we're also looking for people to donate purses. Think about the fact that your business would be in front of 300 of the decision-making women in Jackson, so that has great value. Give me a call at 517-914-3212. That's my cell phone, actually. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble now, Beth.
Anyways,
517-796-5119
at my workplace to find out information about sponsoring a table or donating a purse to the raffle. The proceeds this year, Greg, are going to programs that support child care and the support funding tier for United Way of Jackson County. So pouring into what Ken was talking about, fighting poverty in Jackson.
This has been a successful program, hasn't it?
Absolutely. We've raised over, I believe, collectively over the 9 years, we've raised over $300,000 for Jackson charities. So
it's quite a party.
Yeah.
So how does somebody get a ticket? Or?
They call me.
Oh, call that cell number?
You can actually text. Oh, shoot, I gave away the thing. Text 4044 to, what is it, Mark? Pop Jackson, POPJXN to 41444. What would I do without Mark?
Or go to uwjackson.org. That's easier. uwjackson.org.
Yes. Or call me. You have all my numbers now. So we're excited.
So, Ken, how can people get involved in United Way and make you some more money.
You can get involved any way you can. Power the Purse is a great start if you want to go to an event and have a lot of fun. But, of course, our bread and butter is the workplace giving campaign. So if you are at a workplace that participates, give as much as you can. If you can give $2 a week, that helps. If you can give $5 a week, that helps tremendously. If you're in a small business that hasn't run a United Way campaign, call me or Beth because we can help you. It's turnkey. It's super easy. And your employees will love it. They'll be more loyal. They'll feel more engaged in your workplace. They'll stick around your place more. And they'll feel good that they can give a couple bucks. Even if they're low-wage employees, if they give a dollar or two out of each paycheck, they'll feel good about building the community, and it's a wonderful thing. So people need to get involved in our campaign. If you're not sure how, go to uwjackson.org or call any of us, 784-0511. We're not hard to find. We're right down by the fairgrounds, and we would love to talk to anyone interested.
What if somebody doesn't have a workplace campaign, they want to get started in that? How do they do it?
Yeah, you can talk to your HR department and say, call United Way because we should do this. It's good for the community, and we do business here. We need to support the community. If that doesn't work, go online, uwjackson.org, and give through your credit card. We'll hit it every month if that's easier for you, but one big shot. But every dollar counts, and this is the year to give.
And you come out and...
Yeah, if you participate,
talk to them and
what we ask for
put together
our campaigns, exactly. It's like I said, it's turnkey. What we ask for is access to the employees. So if you're a participating employer, you schedule a time when your employees are together, and if you're on shifts, we can come out multiple times. But put people in a room and give us 10 minutes, and we will talk to them about the work we're doing and explain to them why it's important for them to give a couple bucks. And like I said, they'll feel good about it when it's all done.
Power of the Purse, what's the date, Beth?
Friday, November 2nd, live and silent auction. We've got Tim Boss as our auctioneer. It's a great, great fun evening. So. Look forward to it.
Thank you both. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ken Toll, Beth Schaefer from Jackson County United Way. Forget that cell phone number that Beth gave out. From experience, Jackson, to the podium. We have Jessica Webb and Jamie McNell. Jamie has just joined Experience Jackson over the past few weeks. So how's it going?
It's going good. Thank you for having us this morning. I'm really excited to be back in Jackson. It's been really fun couple weeks so far. Love being downtown. It's been good.
So you're the new?
I'm the new marketing director. Like I said, I've been on the job, I don't know, maybe 8 weeks or so. And I come from Michigan International Speedway, where I did community relations and marketing. Loved it out there, but definitely wanted to try something new. So I'm getting excited to be downtown.
So you know a lot about Jackson.
I think so. I'm from Jackson. I went to Columbia Central out in Brooklyn, and then I stayed local for college where I went to Spring Arbor, and then have worked in Jackson County ever since.
Any goals with Experience Jackson or things you want to get accomplished?
Yeah, I'm really excited to take a look at what we're promoting and how we can do it. Jackson has so much to offer, so it's deciding what's most important, what we really want to take a look at, what resources we have available. I already think the organization did a great job, so it's just helping put my stamp on it and seeing what else we can do together.
So I'll ask Jessica, what is Experience Jackson?
We are the Visitors Bureau for Jackson County. So, you know, we welcome all the visitors, and we promote Jackson's assets. So people have a reason to come to Jackson, and we have many, many assets to offer.
So are you attracting
visitors?
People
absolutely.
Into the community?
Yes, absolutely. You know, summer is our busy months with, you know, many things that are going on. You know, we had just celebrated Museum Day in September. You know, we're always looking for reasons to bring people here, and people naturally are coming here. Jackson's on the map. People, when we go to our conferences and stuff, they know, they're looking, they're paying attention, and, you know, they're like, Jackson's really growing, and we have a lot to offer. We have 13 museums in our county. That's a lot.
That is? Quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
What about the new building down at the fairgrounds?
What
will that bring? Yeah, what will that bring to the community?
You know, that's going to bring a number of events, too. You know, we look forward to having another conference center to offer. So, yeah, I mean, it's just another way to have and host events.
Okay, why should Doug Hansen, who's making a rare appearance here today,
I see
become
that.
Jackson certified?
Doug, are you Jackson certified?
No.
No. Everybody that takes it, you know, whether you've been here your whole life or if you just moved here, it's a great way to know what Jackson has to offer. We focus on the history of it, on the best ofs, and I always hear from everyone that they always learn something new about Jackson. So it's just a great way for you to learn about Jackson, what we have to offer. It's fun. You get a certificate when you get certified. It's just a great way to promote your positivity about Jackson, and you become an ambassador of Jackson County.
So do you come out and administer that?
I can either come out and have your group certified on site. We do trivia on site. Or you can go online, create a username and a password, super easy, and then you take the 30-question quiz online. It takes about 15 minutes. There is a downloadable study guide. We don't want to make it hard. You take the quiz. Every month we print out certificates, and we'll mail it right to you.
Is that failable?
You can fail it.
You can?
Yeah.
Wow. You should have brought some questions today for our audience.
They're super easy.
Are they?
Yes. We don't make it hard. We want you to learn from it.
Calendar submissions.
Yes. So if you have an event, such as Power of the Purse, you can go onto our website again. You create a username, same login, password, and you put your calendar event right on our calendar. Basically, we use this information for a lot of reasons. One, we always get phone calls asking what's going on in Jackson. A lot of people think that we run all of the events. We do not. It's a great resource because when people call us and ask what's going on, we can help communicate and put them in touch with you. And we use it when people are creating new events to already take a look at what's going on so you're not overlapping events that are already taking place. So we highly suggest that you use our event calendar.
Venues.
We have a lot of options for venues in Jackson, and we try to make it as easy as possible for you to plan your event here. So if you go to our website, experiencejackson.com, you can go to our event planning support page, and then there's an option to click on venues. From there, you can take a 3-question little survey, and it'll help you narrow down your options for exactly what you're looking for. So where in Jackson County do you want your event? How many people are coming? And then what types of event amenities are you looking for? So we make it really simple. But if there's anything additional that we can help you with, call us. We really want to hear from you. Call us, email us, use our website. We try to make it as helpful as we can.
Are you seeing people take advantage?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a great first step. We do get a lot of people that reach out to us as well, which we really appreciate. We want to know what's going on. We want to help.
Blogs. You don't blog, do you?
We do.
You do?
Yeah, it's actually something that Sarah handles. You'll hear from her a little bit later. But if you have a cool story about Jackson or you know somebody that does, we want to hear about it. We make blogs really simple, so don't feel intimidated that we're asking you to write an essay. Don't have flashbacks from high school. It's really simple, 300 to 400 words and some pictures, and then you'll be featured on our website, on social media, that kind of thing. Also, if you're on the go and you want to share your story about Jackson, just use the hashtag JacksonMI, so Jackson, Michigan.
So why do you guys blog?
We blog because we want to share what's going on in Jackson. There's a lot of great stuff, and we want to hear it from the perspective of people that are experiencing things, which is the best way to share the good news of Jackson.
Any big events coming up, Jessica?
Nightlights. We're gearing up for Nightlights. That brings a lot of people into our community.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, we're looking forward to that.
That's the big holiday event?
Yep. So we start, you know, looking for things to push up. Local is coming up, so, you know, we got that out there. So, yeah, we're gearing up for winter.
So Experience Jackson, is that part of the chamber?
We are a separate entity.
Separate entity.
We rent office space from the chamber.
Okay.
And we share CEOs. So.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. From Experience Jackson, Jamie Bicknell, the new marketing director. Jessica Webb. Chris Cook is here.
Good morning. Good morning.
One of our favorite topics, insurance.
Oh, the wonderful world
of insurance.
Great breakfast
topic.
Wake up, everyone.
How you doing?
Very good. Very good. Thanks. How about you?
So tell us about your company. I can't even pronounce it.
I don't even try. Myers, Lombardini, and Lemansky Insurance. It just rolls off the tongue, doesn't
You're kidding me.
Every
Wouldn't
day.
Wouldn't you go
every
with
day.
Smith?
We're trying to shorten it up, but... Okay. Yeah, it's an independent insurance company. It's actually located up in East Lansing. I work kind of from home. I'm originally from Jackson, so I'm in Jackson all day long, all the time. And
former Star Titan.
Former a long time ago, Star
yep.
Titan. That's when I had hair. It's an independent insurance agency. I've been in business 40-plus years, and... one of the other owners is a cousin of mine. She's also from Jackson. So I've kind of got into the insurance world 5 or so years ago, and just trying to get talking to Jim. We need to get a little bit more involved in the chamber. So,
has it been tough to break into this market? Easy? What have you found?
Always tough, but it's fun. I've enjoyed it. One of the things that, you know, being an independent agency, there is a lot of opportunity and options. I like options. So if you have a business that, you know, a skydiving business, we have options for that. If you're a local restaurant, we also have options for that. So we have companies that can work with you for any type of business you have, as well as like personal insurance, you know, home and auto. The auto owners is a huge name out there. You know, if they're not as competitive as another company, what we kind of do is kind of shop you around and look for the best rate and best coverage out there. Of course, no one likes to pay insurance, so we always want to try to get for lower rates.
Chris, what are the advantages of being an independent agent?
That's just it, options. All of a sudden you have a family that may have a problem child, you know, maybe you got a couple tickets, and let's say the insurance company gives them the boot and they don't want them anymore. Well, if we were a company with just one option, we may lose them. But because we have multiple options, we can look for other companies that would be able to place them at. That's just one, I guess. But the options are always a good thing.
Talk about your business insurance options.
Same thing. You know, like I was talking, you know, if you have that skydiving company, it's a very high risk.
Who has a skydiving?
There's, you know, restaurants, machine shops. I have always been in the business world, so I like going in and kind of learning about, you know, the different companies, what they do, and being able to offer the different options, different coverages that they do have. So, you know, there's various types of things. Business income is one thing that everyone needs. Let's say, hopefully this restaurant probably has enough business income. If they had a small kitchen fire, you know, that business income kicks in and pays for the employees, pays for the mortgage, pays for things like that. You know, that's kind of a hot topic. You know, something else, random sign coverage. You know, a lot of these signs now are all new. You know, we have a $20,000 sign out there. You know, a truck runs into it, car runs into it accidentally, and you know, you want to make sure there's coverage there. So there's a lot of different things when you get into the business insurance to look at.
You offer it all?
We offer it all.
So if I'm starting a business, you can cover the whole?
Yes. Yep. Like workers' compensation, you know, building coverage. If you're a contractor and you're driving trucks and trailers, there's, you know, commercial auto policies. So, yes, we can do it all.
What about claims, Chris?
Claims are always...
you probably don't get any.
Never any claims. Only every once in a while. But, I mean, that's kind of a chance for us to shine and make sure that hopefully, you know, the coverage is there and we don't have anything to worry about. It's always fun to talk because that's what people think about and remember is a claim that someone had or... the experience they went through and whether or not it was good or bad. I guess one we were talking about bringing up was in a restaurant. We had one a few years back where the bartender left the beer tap going, and she ran over and grabbed the phone, and the beer tap kept going, and it took out they had a little point of sales thing where they do all their credit cards and things like that, and it took out the point of sale system. So. You know, it was a fairly good size, you know, $7,000 or $8,000 claim, and that's something they didn't want to pay out of pocket. So there was coverage there for that. So some of the craziest things that you can think of have happened, and usually we have to always be the bearer of bad news or you know, we're the ones with the examples. You know, people don't realize what can possibly happen, and I always tell them we're kind of like the Grim Reaper. We bring up all the bad things, unfortunately.
A lot of talk about auto insurance these days and how high it is.
Yes. Michigan has very high auto insurance rates. But what I'd like to tell people is we have kind of like the Cadillac of coverages. So if we ever get into an accident, you know, if you're hurt, I mean, the biggest thing is kind of the Michigan Catastrophic Fund that we all pay into. But, you know, if you're hurt in an auto accident and you're hurt bad, there's coverage there from the auto companies to coverage for life. That's the biggest thing in Michigan is, you know, if you're put in a wheelchair, well, you're going to get money to help live your life with that. So
now all the politicians right now are saying they're going to bring that cost down. Do we believe them?
I guess we'll wait and see what the vote says.
Believe them?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you know, the cost of cars and everything else and the cost of doing business is always only going up. So I tell people it's, you know, if no claims or tickets, you know, it should go up just a little bit every year. $20, I think they're going to hit us every year. But like I said, we have the Cadillac of coverages so in Michigan.
So if somebody's interested in talking to you, what should they do?
They should give me a call. I've spread my card around here a little bit, but number 517-351-9117 is the office line. So give me a call, and we can take a look and see if we can help.
You're easy to get a hold of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Easy to get a hold of. Leave a message if I'm on the phone.
Okay. What's the name of that company again?
Myers, Lombardini, and Lemansky Insurance.
There you go. Chris Cook. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Good to see you. Hey, we'll take a break. Yes, we will, and we'll be back after the news break here at the top of the hour on 970 101.5 FM.
We now return to Good Morning Greater Jackson. Once again, your hosts, Greg O'Connor and Rick Walton.
Welcome back. Part two. From Bella Notte. Very nice breakfast here by the Bella Notte crew today. Thank you. We welcome Bart Bennett, Teach Out Security Solutions. Bart, you're from?
I'm out of our Flint branch. Our Jackson branch manager is Derek Loomis, who's back there with the camera. Decided he didn't want to talk today.
Wave, so. Derek.
So I'm going to do a little talking.
Nice haircut. So what is Teach Out Security Solutions?
Teach Out is a physical security company that's been based in Michigan for 35 years. We have offices all throughout the state. We provide guard services, investigations, background checks, fingerprintings, employee screenings, services like that.
So what about school security?
School security is a hot topic nowadays. In Teach Out, we have school accounts throughout the state, and we like to look at it from a ground-up approach. Access control, knowing who's in your building, where they're at in your building, keeping visitors in areas that are safe away from children, and including the biggest part right now is training staff. Staff is well-trained in how to handle a fire, how to handle a weather emergency, but the training level of how to handle a security issue with active violence has not been trained. They're there to educate our students, but we need to work on educating the staff and volunteers, teachers, aides, and even the students on how to handle those situations properly. And that's something we do as well. Along from the ground-up approach, we will survey a school and look at the deficiencies that they have or the strengths that they have and work on options to mitigate their risk from low-cost to no-cost solutions up to obviously the higher dollar solutions to make sure our students are safe.
So I think I'm seeing some security companies rise out of all the school issues. Is that fair?
Yeah, we've started to work more in schools, so I think schools are starting to take it a little more serious. They're still their number one focus is education, so it's we got to get in there and educate them and teach them their needs. But some security companies are stepping up the plate with that. Absolutely.
Okay, so you have an office here in Jackson?
Yes, our office, I'm not sure the address. We're on West Michigan here in Jackson.
Okay. What other services do you guys provide?
We provide the whole gamut, but one of our other specialties is healthcare security. It's a point of pride of our company, our healthcare division. We have the most certified healthcare protection administrators in the state of Michigan, and that's a a certification that you can get by experience testing and different ways. And our healthcare security is a customer-focused de-escalation model. Every person that walks through the door at a hospital or healthcare facility is generally not there for a great reason. So we have to understand that, be customer-focused, support them, and mitigate all the risk at the front end so nothing happens in the hospital and their care facility.
How do you do that?
The biggest thing is being positive. Make a positive interaction with everybody you see. I don't know what anybody's going through today. Nobody knows what I'm going through today. So we train our officers to make sure they understand that. Greet them at the door, say hello, offer a wheelchair, open the door, anything you can do to make their day a little easier.
So you would be a private company working throughout the, like, say, a hospital or?
Yeah, so we're a private company that contracts with hospitals, local businesses, schools. In a lot of our healthcare facilities or schools, we even provide the manager that manages the program within the facility.
So are you looking for help?
Oh, we're always looking for help. Hiring is tough right now, but we're always looking for good people. In our company philosophy, most of our jobs right now are entry level, but we're looking for full-time and part-time. And we do like to hire, train, and promote from within. I myself started as an officer in Lansing and have moved throughout the company through to Bay City, and now I'm in Flint, and now I'm down here with Derek today.
So what type of people are you looking for? Just warm bodies, or
prefer not to look for just that. Customer service experience, believe it or not, is huge to us. A lot of people are like, oh, don't you want criminal justice or ex-police? Yeah, those are all great qualities or qualifications, but a huge piece for us is to have somebody that understands the customer service, because we're really in a service industry, providing that service to our client, in understanding that we can mitigate risk by reducing anxiety or reducing anger on the front end of any or situation.
So you don't need any security background or law enforcement?
No, you don't have to have that. We have a pretty thorough training program, and it starts at our orientation. We take you through patrol techniques. We take you through CPR, AED, and first aid. We take you through de-escalation training, some physical tactics that are the last resort, obviously. But we teach you, take you through those. We take you through a small legal course. So our training is pretty thorough. It's over several days. And then there's site-specific training on top of that. So once you go through the orientation process, the training process, then we take you out to a site where you'll be working and train you on the site-specific stuff. So there's no experience needed. It's preferred. But we'll definitely take you through the whole training process step by step.
So you're looking for help here in Jackson?
Absolutely. We're looking for help here in Jackson. You can call our office, 517-783-2225. You can talk to Derek, or you can go to our website and apply right on our website, and that will shoot directly to Derek once that's submitted, and that's at teachoutsecurity.com.
Thank you, Bart. Appreciate it. Bart Bennett, here from the Flint office. Teach Out Security Solutions. And we welcome Dr. Kristen Regan, here for You Hearing, and Lisa McCulley. It's about your clinic.
Well, Here for You Hearing Center is an audiology clinic, and we offer a wide variety of services for people with hearing impairment or even who just need hearing protection or other earplugs. And we are also very pleased that we were just selected as one of only 12 clinics in the nation to be approved for a family-centered care program, training program. So we're really excited about that. Family-centered.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. We're very excited. Family-centered care is about involving the whole family, because what research has shown is that somebody who has hearing loss, it's not just their disability, it's also their close family members and friends. They find that there's a third-party disability that takes place with social deficits and depression and those significant others.
So what is an audiologist, and why did you become one?
Mm-hmm. Good question. So an audiologist is a healthcare an audiologist is a healthcare professional who specializes in disorders of hearing and balance, and so we're uniquely qualified to diagnose, treat hearing loss and balance disorders. And I became an audiologist. It's not a very glamorous story. I just took a lot of 101 classes when I was at Michigan State and fell in love with the audiology portion of a communication disorders class. So that's why I'm an audiologist, but I love it. I get hugs from patients when they can hear better, tears. I just got a fist bump yesterday, so things are going good.
So do we all have hearing loss, but it's just...
So,
runs the gamut?
Yeah, so the CDC estimates that about 48 million Americans have hearing loss, and about 30 million of those could benefit from hearing aids. However, we also find that on average, people wait about 7 years before actually doing something. So that's a big deal because current research is indicating that people who are untreated or maybe who have hearing aids that aren't programmed appropriately are at a greater risk for cognitive decline, like memory issues, dementia, things like that. So it's not good. Also, research has shown that people who have hearing loss earn less at work. They earn a lower income.
Because they can't hear?
Because they can't hear.
Wow.
They don't get the promotion. So
no wonder.
Compared to people who have normal hearing and who wear hearing aids. So it's important to have your hearing checked if you think you're having difficulty.
So talk about what your clinic offers.
So at Hear For You Hearing Center, we offer comprehensive hearing evaluations, which is important because sometimes you might go to just a hearing aid store and it's just a screening. And there's more to hearing than just how loud the beeps have to be for you. There's a lot more to, there's cognitive issues that need to be looked at too.
So how often should we have our hearing checked, every year? Or?
About once a year. It really depends on the patient, but I do definitely at first, when I'm first working with a patient, I like to test their hearing about once a year. If somebody wears hearing aids, then definitely keeping on top of their hearing loss is really important. Even a small decline could make the hearing aids not perform appropriately for them.
So is Lisa your... assistant, or
Lisa,
can she just not hear us?
Oh, no. Lisa McCulley, she's an audiology assistant, and she is great. She's been an audiology assistant for about 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
Sorry, Lisa.
I love my job. Is this on? I love my job.
No, it is.
One thing I've noticed, though, because I've been in the business for 20 years, a lot of people tend to wait until December to start thinking about getting a hearing aid. They may have met their deductible with their insurance, so they are looking into whether they have insurance coverage for hearing aids, and they want to start the process late December to try to get it in before their deductible starts over. But don't wait, because it is a process. It does take several appointments, and it's an experience. We provide very good care in the hearing aid experience, so we call us today if you're interested, and I can walk you through it.
So are you telling me December's too late?
December's too late. Well,
really?
we can try to make it work, but...
Okay.
I think there's a lot of people that wait, and so our schedules will probably be pretty full. So.
Well, you hit it right on the head with deductibles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would like to add that I've been an audiologist for 18 years, and year after year I see people waiting until the last week or the last 2 weeks of December calling us, panicking because they want to get hearing aids, and it's really a difficult thing to get them serviced in that time.
Mm-hmm. So...
So call us.
Call now.
Call now. One other thing I would like to point out is October is National Protect Your Hearing Month. So we can take ear impressions and order custom earplugs for you. I personally, if I listen to music on my iPod, which you have to keep the volume down, that's very important, but I have custom earbuds or custom ear molds that my earbuds just plug into, because a lot of people find those earbuds uncomfortable. So we can do things like that too. So just give us a call.
What music do you listen to?
EDM.
So, what's new with hearing aids? Anything?
Very, very cool thing. So a lot of people are really interested in technology that allows their hearing aids to connect directly to their hearing, their iPhones or other cell phones. And it used to be that you had to have a streaming device, so you'd wear something around your neck and that's what connected to your phone. No longer. So now they have hearing aids that connect directly to the phone, and the hearing aids pick up your own voice. So the risk is you walk around looking like a crazy person talking to yourself, but it makes it really convenient where you can hear on the phone just using your hearing aids. So that's very cool. And you can stream music and lots of cool things.
So you're part of Brown's Advanced Care also.
Yes, very happy to be a part of Brown's.
So one happy family.
One big happy family, yes.
Okay, and you're out on Robinson?
We are. We're out on Robinson Road. We're right behind the Brown's Pharmacy. And if you would like our phone number, I can give that.
Sure.
It's 517-962-5063.
Anything else? Lisa?
No, just give us a call, and I'd be happy to walk you through, even if it's just a hearing test, I can help you to get started with that. Or if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Here for You Hearing Center. We'll wrap it up with the chamber.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us here at Bella Notte. For Good Morning Greater Jackson, we're broadcasting live in downtown Jackson. We have a full house of chamber members. And thank you to Bella Notte. They always take such good care of us. Thank you to our sponsors. We can't run this program without you. So thank you to United Way of Jackson, Experience Jackson, Myers Lombardini, Lemansky Insurance, Teach Out Security, and Here For You Hearing. If you're just tuning in, you can hear the podcast by visiting WKHM.com, clicking on the audio archive link, and then the Good Morning Greater Jackson link. Thank you to our ambassadors, sponsored by Flagstar. This morning we have Deanna Light from Security and Financial Advisors of the Great Lakes and Terry Langston of Center for Family Health. Thanks for all you do. And, yeah, clap. And let's thank, welcome our new members to the chamber. Our new members that recently joined, we have Supporting Strategies, Cracker Barrel, Segway, Roof Home Mortgage, Lofts of Jackson, Here For You Hearing, Brown's Advanced Care Medical Supplies, Muddy Mabel Mobile Grooming Salon, and True by Hilton. Let's welcome them to the chamber. So being an active member is attending monthly and yearly events, our educational programs, as well as joining a committee. So we have a lot to choose from, and this is how you'll see the real value of chamber membership. Upcoming November 5th through the 7th, we have Challenge Day. November 27th is our next Good Morning Greater Jackson, and November 29th, Off the Clock. Visit jacksonchamber.org to pre-register. Really helps when we're planning our food for these events. And let's just say hi to who's in the audience today. We have Blue Ox Credit Union, Brown's Advanced Care Pharmacy, Compass Self-Storage, Graphics 3, Integro, our Jackson County Prosecutor, Jerry Jozinka, Jackson Host Lions Club, Jackson Publishing Company, LTI Printing, Northwest Community Schools, Supporting Strategies, Jackson Public Schools, The Balloony Bin, Jackson Candy Fudge Factory, and Handyman Stan. So thanks. We'll see you on November. Oh, CP, Federal Credit Union. We'll see you guys all at our next Good Morning Greater Jackson here at Bella Notte on November 27th.